I'm speaking to Jack Schenker, reporting for The Guardian from Tahrir Square. Jack, what's the mood like there?
Well, it's a baking day here in downtown Cairo, one of the hottest we've had in the past few weeks, and the crowds are out in force. It's amazing to see Tahrir packed again after the last few days when traffic had been sort of processing normally through the square. On some estimates, there's over 1 million people here today. I mean, I can't confirm that independently, but it's certainly just as rammed as any of the other days during the 18-day uprising that I was here. The mood is actually very festive. There was some debate before this rally as to whether it should be a sort of somber affair honouring those that died in the anti-Mubarak uprising, or whether it should be a celebration of the people's victory at toppling him. And it seems to have taken the latter form, even though there are posters of the martyrs and people holding up placards of those who died, depicting their photos. But really, it's very much kind of a Friday day out. You know, Friday's the day off here. People, the flag sellers and the face painters and the trinket vendors are all out in force. And I'm standing in the middle of the square right now, which was once grassy and has now been completely, after, you know, weeks of people camping out here and occupying the square, it's been trodden down into mud. But people are actually planting flowers around me. They say it's all part of the new Egypt and the new era of civic responsibility. So we've been seeing a really nice atmosphere. There was a sermon earlier, as you probably know, by the prominent cleric Yusuf al-Qaradawi, and he was making particularly non-sectarian points. He went out of his way to praise the role that Coptic Christians played in Tahrir, the way in which Christians and Muslims prayed together and protected each other. And as a man who's not particularly known for his non-sectarian views, that was very welcomed. I've just been interviewing a Coptic protester, actually, who was pointing out, you know, how happy he was to hear those kind of sentiments, and saying that he wasn't worried about an Islamist-dominated parliament in the future, if that's what transpires, because he's sure that in the new Egypt, with this new era of civic responsibility and mutual respect, that there wouldn't be any oppression of the Christian minority. So yeah, definitely high spirit, and the army is really playing into that. I mean, the other big test today was how the army was going to respond to Egypt being having millions on the streets again. They've been urging people in the last few days, to return to their jobs, to end strikes, to end protests, to end rallies. But today they've opted to have a very low profile army. There are army checkpoints going into the square, but people are just getting lightly frisked to make sure there are no weapons being brought in. All the soldiers are in red berets. It's military police, so they're in soft hats, red berets, sort of non-threatening, non-combat kind of troops. There are soldiers amongst the crowd laughing and joking. So yeah, all in all, a very positive atmosphere.
And are there any pro-Mubarak crowds assembled anywhere?
Well, not here in Tahrir, but there is a planned pro-Mubarak march in Mustafa Mahmoud Square, which is across the river in Mohandaseen. And we have had some reports of people struggling to get from Mohandaseen to Tahrir. I was saying earlier the army weren't stopping anybody coming in and they weren't trying to prevent it, but the one report we have had is that the army have been making it difficult for people coming from that particular neighbourhood. And I can only assume that that's because they're trying to control movement there to stop clashes between crowds. But I'm not in Mustafa Mahmoud Square, so I can't say how big the crowds are over on that part of the city. There's a lot of scepticism amongst people here that this is anything more than other than a stage-managed operation by old elements of the regime. So there is an isolated pro-Mubarak rally going on over there.
And what's the plan for the rest of the day in Tahrir? What's planned there?
Well, at the moment, most of the protests throughout the 18 days of the uprising, things are very leaderless. It's funny that the energy that we saw during the 18 days and sort of very angry chants, all directed at Mubarak, all directed at bringing down the regime. Now that energy is sort of dissipated somewhat and people are sort of milling around, and there are a few songs, people are singing sort of Tahia Mas, which means Long Live Egypt, and singing the national anthem and waving flags. but there seems a bit of uncertainty as to exactly where they should be directing their voices today. You know, people want to make it clear to the army that whilst they have the utmost respect for them, and I have to say there is a lot of respect for the army, it's hard to find anybody who will sort of openly criticise the army for the way it's managing this transitional period. People are keen to remind the armed forces that that they are an interim government, and that they people want to see a transfer to civilian power as soon as possible. So it'll be interesting to see in the hours ahead whether we hear any sort of chanting or you know, popular sentiment specifically directed towards the military. But at the moment, that hasn't happened. And in terms of plans for the next few hours, it's very much wait and see, I think. I imagine as the afternoon goes on, the crowds will dissipate slightly. But at the moment, it's still very packed.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Jack.